Okay, next question, although it really isn't a question, it's a naysay. I get this one a lot. I ain't gonna move, Harold. Yeah. Or more often, I get, Harold, I just can't pull up stakes and move to the Northwest. It's too hard. The hill is too steep, and I'm too poor, and oh, isn't it all so horrible? Yada, yada, yada. Well, the short answer is, fine. Stay where you are, right there, while your surroundings get blacker and browner and crappier. Until you're the only white person left in your neighborhood, and until you're in your 60s and 70s and you've got iron bars on all your windows, and you don't dare leave the house for fear of being assaulted, robbed, or murdered by niggers or beaners. And then you can cower in your living room all day staring at the TV, wishing to hell you could turn the clock back to 2010 and come home to the Northwest like Harold Covington begged you to do back then. Look, people, the coming decades are going to be full of problems and chaos everywhere. And one way or the other, there will be a lot of migration going on the part of everybody. A lot of it unwilling and unwanted. Northwest migration is a good and sensible answer to a lot of the problems you have in your personal and family life. Problems that you will eventually have to deal with one way or the other. And while it's not easy, it's always easier to consciously choose to step away before you are forced to leave. Much easier than it is to abandon your home in pain and storm and disaster when something happens that makes it simply impossible for you to remain where you are any longer. All this talk about standing and fighting is bullshit. It's just another excuse not to come home, to avoid risk and inconvenience. No one is standing and fighting anywhere. For white people, getting out of Dodge is the way to go. To the Northwest, where we can build communities and someday really stand and fight with our own people around us. People, things are going to get bad, bad, bad. You really should consider leaving where you are and doing it sooner rather than later, because you have little or no hope of successfully remaining in place in the storm that's coming. If you wait to make the move until things get much worse, how likely is it that you'll be able to sell your house as the area you live in becomes unfit for human habitation? You may be worried that you can't get your equity out now. Well, what about another 5 or 10 years? Do you really want to gamble on the system being able to right itself one last time? I mean, you do realize, don't you, that the great housing boom of the early 2000s is gone forever and it's not coming back? You may be one of those stubborn people who just says, "This is my home and I'm staying here." But I got a hot flash for you. Your right to live where and how you want is not inviolable. When things get worse and worse, no one is going to care about you or what you want or your so-called rights. In case you hadn't noticed, white people don't run this country anymore except for the very super rich ones at the top. And when something bad happens and you call the police, there's a good chance nowadays that the officer who responds is going to have a black or brown face. Now, that means that he hates you for the color of your skin. What kind of help or support for your so-called rights do you think you're going to get there? Guys, the clock is ticking. You damn well better start making serious plans to come home now, while you can still bring with you some of your assets and some of your old life. Because when the shit hits the fan, if you can make it out of Pittsburgh or Devil's Johnny House, Tennessee, or Milwaukee, you're going to find yourself and your family fleeing Northwest with nothing.